Boys Guide to the Galaxy podcast, the official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. We talk about Star Wars,
fanboy style.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Welcome to Fanboys Guide to the Galaxy, the official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. I'm Ryan Zasso, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Ryan?
I'm great. Looking forward to talking some Star Wars. First of all, we got some pretty big news. They're going to be having not one, but three Clone Wars episodes in theaters, in select theaters.
The cities are Atlanta, Georgia, Boston, Massachusetts, Chicago, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, Los Angeles, California, New York City, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, San Francisco, California, Seattle, Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, and Washington, D.C.
All right. So it's pretty much you're going to have to RSVP for this. And since this is a very time-sensitive story, by the time this is released, who knows, all the tickets could be sold out. Or it's free, but you know what I mean, a ticket placeholders. So definitely go on there. You know, I think you click on the links on the page on www.starwars.com/DarthMaulSecrets, and then if you see the city that you're going to, you just click on it, and there's a link there, and I think it'll take you to where you can RSVP for tickets.
And also, be sure to bring a new unwrapped action figure or toy to benefit children in need this holiday season. Well, you don't have to, but you don't want to seem like a jerk going there, being the only person without a toy.
Right, and it goes towards a great cause as well. So, if you're near one of these cities, I mean, it's Star Wars on the big screen. So that's what more confidence do you need, or reassurance? So, Jeff, definitely check that out. It's going to be the Savage Opress, the whole entire story arc, I think. But it's gonna be cool.
Yes, and let's talk about the two new videos that were posted yesterday.
Definitely. Yeah, there were two trailers released. I guess one was on Yahoo, like you just told me earlier. And then one was sort of, the preview clips that we've seen before, like on StarWars.com. And why don't you tell us about the first one? Just give us a rundown.
All right, so the Yahoo one, it starts out on a rainy, it's like a planet, and there's raining, and it's raining outside. I'm not sure what planet it is, but the Republic commandos come in, and they talk about some new warrior that destroyed a bunch of clones and Jedi, and then Obi-Wan starts talking about it, and then it kind of flashes to a different scene with Count Dooku training Savage Opress, and then it's a pretty badass trailer, I gotta say.
It definitely is.
But there's a lot of cool training scenes in this trailer, and then it shows a lot of action, and I gotta say, Count Dooku is a lot cooler in the Clone Wars than he is in the movies. Don't get me wrong, Christopher Lee's awesome, but if you see this trailer, you know what I'm talking about.
You know, you kind of sort of sympathize with Dooku, and you didn't really consider him to be sort of like, the evil Sith that he was in the movies when you saw him and, attack the clones. But this, I mean, he's just going full on, dark side training, not even hesitating to torture his students.
Yeah, he's and it's shocking him.
Yeah.
Force lightning.
Definitely.
And I think I saw a brief moment of him shocking Saj Ventress.
Yeah, we did see that. That was that's definitely going to be interesting, and hopefully we'll get to see some rivalries between Asajj Ventress and Savage Opress.
Something that sticks in my mind from this trailer is when Savage Opress is killing the Toydarian. That's just brutal. Like, did you notice how the body parts flying?
Oh, man. Yes. Definitely awesome. It's going to be the best story arc we're going to see all season. I'm just going to put that out there right now. Because this is definitely the most anticipated moment of the season.
Mm-hmm.
survivors on Deveron. Everyone was killed.
There may be a new threat. Perhaps a newly appointed Sith Lord.
This is not the work of a Sith Lord or a Jedi. But a reckless, impulsive animal.
You have no technique. Sloppy.
Forgive me, my master.
That is not the way of the dark side. You must strengthen your connection with the Force, my apprentice. Feel its power within you. You must connect with your hatred. Focus on your power building. Do not think of anyone or anything else. Your anger is your strength.
I forgot to mention which what the date is for those screenings. Did you manage to catch it? I believe it was December 7th.
I believe it is.
December 7th. Just reminding you. Alright, well, what about the other clip? So we see a Savage Opress going towards, looks like, the Jedi Temple, or a Jedi Temple. There's some clones, and then there's some Jedi, and they all get owned by Savage Opress. What else can we say?
This is basically just an action preview. I mean, there's not too much dialogue. I mean, there's a little bit from a tweet leak Padawan, but it's mainly just a really awesome action clip. It's
right.
Not as cool as the Yahoo video, but it's still pretty damn cool. This one is
definitely
on MTV.
Yeah. This is just your typical, you know, StarWars.com preview clip like they show with pretty much every episode now. I don't remember them doing that last season, but I kind of like it now. It's nice to see a small clip of what we're going to see in the future. But moving on to our next story, there's some preview clips out there for tomorrow's episode as we're recording this, the Quinlan Vos episodes. And there's about two or three different preview clips from StarWars.com that show, you know, Quinlan Vos.
Gavasa Nucha. How goes the war, gentlemen?
Great, Gardula. We bring unfortunate news. Zero the Hutt has escaped our custody with the aid of the bounty hunter Cad Bane.
Dobra chubachu, good wow. The great Gardula already knows this, Jedi Knights.
I'm beginning to think you're the ones who broke him out.
Wanta? And why would the great Hutt families do such a thing?
That's what I'd like to know.
Quinlan, the Hutts are our allies.
Chubagusha Kenobi. Solo Chubakiria. Mighty Gardula says, you are lucky to be with a Jedi as wise as Kenobi, or you might not be allowed to leave here alive.
Ship entry from the west, sir.
Hey, Commander, looking good? Kenobi, you look worse for wear. How's temple life?
Good to see you too.
Yes, well, if you could tell time half as well as you could stick a landing, we wouldn't be behind schedule now, would we?
I'm just gonna say that one of these has a major spoiler. And it's the one with Obi-Wan and Quinlan Vos against Cad Bane. And if you look in the background, you will see a spoiler. I'm not going to say it here. Did you catch that, Eric?
I've only seen this clip once, actually. Which is really... Yeah. I guess it's pretty sad.
Yeah. No. Actually, I can't believe I was one of the only people that catch this. But it's definitely a huge, huge plot spoiler. So if you don't want to get spoiled, either just don't pay attention or don't watch it at all. You've only got one more day, so it's not going to be too bad of a wait.
I think I'll just wait.
Yeah.
And I got season 2 of the Clone Wars. I have the Boba Fett arc left. So I think I can just do with that until then.
Right. By the way, yeah, Clone Wars season 2 did just get released. And I haven't bought it yet. You bought it, Eric. So yeah. Why don't you tell us some of the features that went with it?
Well, the features, there wasn't as much as there was on the season 1 box set. I mean, on season 1 there was like a featurette for every single episode, but for this there's just like there's one on the Jedi Holocron episodes, and then there's one for the Geonosis arc, then there's one on the Zillow Beast episodes, and there's one on the Mandalorian arc.
So it seems to be more focusing on the story arcs rather than each individual episode.
Yeah, I think they didn't do one for the Boba Fett arc because they already covered the Mandalorian arc, which would... It might seem like they're just covering the same thing twice. So, I was surprised when I first found out that they didn't cover that, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, 22 episodes. Definitely you're getting your money's worth. You know, at least if you want to watch the episodes and, you know, want to get a sneak peek into how they make these episodes. It's definitely worth checking out.
These ones are really cool, though. Joel Aaron, the one of the artists on the show, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I gotta say about the featurettes on these ones, on this season, is they explain things a lot better. Mm-hmm. Like, each one is like 17 to 20 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah.
It's impressive. On season 1, they only had about, you know, 7 minutes for each episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which was good, but I mean, when you want to see, you know, the process and how these are, you know, crafted, I think, you know, 17 minutes is about that would do it.
It's almost like a full episode.
Right.
But I'm not going to talk too much about this. Force Unleashed 2, it was kind of disappointing. I mean,
really?
The gameplay and the graphics were amazing. Those were probably the best graphics I've ever seen in a game. But it was way too short. I beat it in probably less than 4 hours total. And the story is weak.
Really?
I mean, it just... The ending, I didn't like the ending at all. Yoda is pointless. Like, just including Yoda in that game was just... wasn't even worth it. Like, you don't do anything on Dagobah. You just go... It shows a clip, like a cutscene of him going there, and then he leaves. And then it ends... I'm not going to tell you the ending, but...
I've already heard the ending.
Yeah, I can... It's like beginning of Arkham Asylum, pretty much. Except for... Joker in shackles, but Darth Vader in shackles. It pretty much opened, like, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a Force Unleashed 3.
Yeah. I haven't got it yet. I know. I just don't have any systems for it. But the story did look intriguing, but, you know, judging from, you know, the last game, it was a short game.
Well,
so
the story is good up until you beat Kaden Imodia. After that, it's all downhill from there. Like, the game, you're like, this is so awesome. And then you, right after you fight the Gorog, like, yes, we're on Dagobah now. And then you're on a ship, and then you're back to Kamino, like you were at the beginning of the game.
That's interesting. It could be, you know, it was released early, and they didn't have time to finish all, like, the plot points that they wanted, so they, you know, substituted things that they wanted to do for, you know, other things, but, you know, it could just be that's how they planned it all along, and, you know,
the novel is better. Like, I haven't read the novel yet, but I'm pretty sure it probably explains things better. and goes into greater detail, but
I heard that the graphic novel was really good. It focuses on Boba Fett, and though it doesn't really, you know, follow the story from, you know, Starkiller's point of view, it is from a parallel point of view from Boba Fett, and can't get much better than Boba Fett, so.
One thing I really liked about the game was the Jedi mind tricks. That was really fun, watching the stormtroopers kill themselves and fight each other.
Right. Mind tricks have always been a popular, you know, force move in Star Wars video games, you know, especially from, like, the Jedi Knight games, where they would, you know, turn to your side, and I get that's really good that they're, you know, changing it over in between to other games, too. So, you know, modern games can have the same capabilities as some of the older games.
Mm-hmm. And the dialogue was good. Like, the dialogue... Okay, that's the three best things about the game. Or the five. Dialogue, graphics, gameplay, and Jedi mind tricks. That's four, I guess. Not five.
That's...
Four.
Alright. Well, we never really planned to talk about Force Unleashed 2. But we did. So... Let's move on to this is a story. I don't know if you managed to look at it yet. EA is going to take over publishing rights for the Old Republic from LucasArts. Did you have a chance to look at this?
Yeah, I saw this. This is crazy news.
Yeah, this is from our good friends over at the Bothan Report. Got to give them a plug there. So they pointed this out, and I'm not really upset, but I'm just surprised, you know. LucasArts has really taken, you know, a negative turn with some of their last decisions, you know, losing Hayden Blackman, you know, laying off of a bunch of their employees, and, you know, now they've completely stepped away from the Old Republic.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird day going to the store and seeing Star Wars, the Old Republic, EA, and not LucasArts on the cover.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to make some serious money, and, you know, it's kind of strange that LucasArts would, you know, step away from an enormous, you know, financial opportunity like this.
I hope this isn't a sign or an omen that LucasArts is closing down. They haven't Battlefront 3 yet.
Yeah, we need that. You know, badly. I think that would help LucasArts out a lot. You know, they've already considered canceling the third Force Unleashed, you know, part of the franchise, and you know now they're doing this. It's crazy. I never thought I would see the day.
Neither did I. I mean, it was like when I read this, my mind flashed when I was like 4 years old playing Episode 1 Pod Racer on Nintendo 64 and seeing that awesome. LucasArts, you know, what would you call that? Like the
logo.
Yeah, their logo, you know?
Yeah.
Weird to think about.
They just don't make them like they used to.
Nope.
Alright, well, that was just a short story. So, that what we mean by LucasArts giving the publishing rights to EA, that means that they're going to have all the marketing privileges, all the, you know, publishing, all that. So, it's crazy. But BioWare is still heavily involved with this, and, you know, I trust them.
Mm-hmm. And they say that LucasArts will still play a minor part in the creation of the game.
True.
It's not, like, they're not doing too much with it. I don't know.
Yeah, they're just there for moral support.
Let's move on to another story. An ILM documentary that's going to be on the Encore channel this Friday. Tomorrow. If, you know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow and November 12th, 2010.
Right. And this is going to be chronicling not only Star Wars, but, you know, everything that ILM has done over, like, the past, like, 35 years, I think it is. And it's going to be good. You know, everything from, you know, Terminator 2 to...
Jurassic Park,
yeah. To Star Wars. I mean, it's going to be a very, very great documentary. It's... Because, you know, when you have ILM, which is a huge special effects company, I mean, there's so much, you know, history with them and, you know, how they got started and, you know, George Lucas's, you know, part in this.
Yeah, so if you're a movie buff, this is definitely something you don't want to miss out on.
Right. And you can find this article at CNET.com. Well, let's move on into another story, which is Knight Errant 2 came out yesterday, and as we record this. And have you read the first issue of Knight Errant?
I bought it when I was in Denver this weekend, but I have yet to read it. Like, it's sitting on my coffee table right now.
You know, it's a great story, and there's great characters. Personally, I wasn't much for the artwork, but, you know, everything else with it was just great. It's really got a, you know, the Wild West feel to it, and it's definitely worth checking out. And now that, you know, it's a new series, which, you know, you don't get too often, and, you know, it's an era that is essentially unexplored, except for, you know, the Darth Bane novels.
Mm-hmm. Like, the Old Republic is, like, the final frontier of Star Wars.
Right. And, you know, John Jackson Miller has, you know, paved the way for this with his previous series, Knights of the Old Republic, and that accomplishment in that series was, you know, major. That was the first comic book series I read.
Our final story is a Red Harvest preview.
Yes, very awesome.
From StarWars.com. And
right.
This also takes place in the Old Republic. But this is a prequel to Death Troopers, right?
Yeah, correct. It's going to take place in a Sith Academy. And I guess somehow the AgriCorps is going to take some role in this. The AgriCorps, of course, is where they would send the younglings that didn't get picked by a Jedi Master to get trained to go and work with the AgriCorps. So somehow that's going to play into this. It's called a Red Harvest, and it's from the previous title, Black Orchid. So I think that this infection is going to come from some sort of, you know, plant. If you got the AgriCorps and you got, you know, an orchid, which is, you know, a plant. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. If you go on StarWars.com, they actually have a preview of Chapter 1, the entire chapter, available for download in a PDF format. And I managed to look through it. It's about 9 pages. It's, you know, it's good. I had the pleasure of meeting the author, Joe Schreiber, last year when he released Death Troopers. And they were already talking about, you know, the second one, which is this one. It's going to be a good story.
I have no doubt that it's going to be a good story. I mean, I loved Death Troopers. It was probably one of my favorite Star Wars books last year.
Same here. It definitely, it was very fast paced, and it was good. You know, rarely do I come across a book that I like it so much that I can barely put it down before I finish it, and Death Troopers was one of those books. So you can read the first chapter, and it's essentially one of the characters who is a Sith apprentice. He is he has to fight like the best student in the Sith Academy, and it's just him, and he's pretty much cursing all those Sith students because they have no sympathy. It's dark, and it's good.
The praise on the back of it kind of interested me.
Right.
Especially from the director of Dead Snow, because I remember watching that movie with my brother along, like, 9 months ago.
Right.
So it's, like, it's really weird seeing that on there. Like, this is the first time we've actually seen directors of horror movies, or just any movie in general, praising a Star Wars book.
Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be good, and the cover is just awesome. You got, you know, an infected Sith Lord, I think.
It's going to be interesting seeing a Sith, like a zombie Sith, with a lightsaber.
Yeah. You know, I think that's going to be a lot more, you know, convincing as, you know, a villain than, and probably, you know, Death Troopers, where you just had, like, Stormtroopers. I mean, these guys, who knows if they're going to be using the Force or you know, what they're going to be doing.
I think this is going back to, like the old roots of the word zombie. Like, I think this is going to be like white zombie, kind of, you know? Have you seen
yeah.
that? 19... It's an old, really old movie.
Right.
But they weren't, like, flesh-eating zombies as much as they were voodoo zombies. They were dead still, but they didn't, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure these zombies are still going to eat flesh, especially since on the cover, Sith is dripping blood down his mouth.
I have no doubt. All right, well, that's going to wrap up the episode for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We've been wanting to get back to our regular show for a while now, and, you know, since we didn't have any guest plans planned, we decided we'd just go with the regular show today. Not that we didn't like the last Clone Wars episode. I thought it was really good. It got a lot of negative feedback for some reason.
I think it got some mixed reviews. I didn't get much negative feedback as the Mandalore episodes this season. Or as Kyle Newman said on Forcecast, Mandabore.
But, yeah, I mean, it didn't get, you know, the high praise that we've seen in other episodes, but it was definitely good. And
reminded me of Droids, the Droids cartoon from the...
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of that. But, you know, Cad Bane, he's a favorite, so anytime you can see him, especially in, you know, Season 3...
It even reminded me of Episode 1, kind of.
Yeah, maybe we'll review it in the future, but just, you know, not right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the All reason right. I say it reminded me of Episode 1 is because the marketplace, you know, like, where they were selling all the fruits and stuff, it reminded me of the Tatooine market, where
yeah.
you can meet Jar Jar.
Yeah. Especially with that alien, you know, merchant.
It seems like every merchant in this show is Italian.
It's Danny DeVito. That's
they need to get Joe Pesci in the show.
Alright, well, you can find us on iTunes. Just search us up there. Leave us a review, it really helps us grow as a show. You know, the higher ratings we get, the higher we appear on the list when you type in Star Wars. You can find us on Twitter at GalaxyFanboy. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/GalaxyFanboy. You can email us GalaxyFanboy@yahoo.com. And I think that's it.
May the Force be with you.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. It's intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Star Wars, all names, sound, the character, or any other Star Wars-related items are the registered trademarks of Lucasfilm or the respective trademark or copyright holders.